AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. What a football game that ended a couple of hours ago. After a Hail Mary pass from Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers forced the NFC divisional playoff game into overtime, Arizona running back Larry Fitzgerald shifted into overtime and turned a short pass into a 75-yard gain on the first play to set up the winning score, 26-20. The defending Super Bowl champs are going back to a familiar place, the AFC Championship game.
The New England Patriots advance to the AFC Championship game for the fifth straight season. Patriots 27, Kansas City Chiefs 20. Patriots scored on their first drive, never trailed. Tom Brady threw for 302 yards and two touchdowns, both touchdowns, to tight end Rob Gronkowski, who has now caught eight career postseason touchdowns, most ever by a tight end. Julian Edelman, who hadn't played in 7 weeks due to a broken foot, caught 10 balls for 100 yards. Chiefs moved to within a score with 1:18 to play in the game, but Gronkowski recovered the onside kick. Tom Cuddy, Foxborough.
In remarks at a South Carolina Democratic dinner Saturday night, Hillary Clinton said when she heard Republican candidates criticizing her foreign policy moves, especially those against Iran, she sent them a copy of her book, Hard Choices, to give them some tips on how to get tough with Tehran.
If you want to find out how you can impose crippling sanctions on Iran and even get China and Russia on board and order to try to get them to the negotiating table to put a lid on their nuclear weapons program, you can read about it.
Addressing the South Carolina Tea Party Coalition, Donald Trump said there's a simple reason why Iran freed those 10 sailors.
They only released them for one person, you know, one reason. And the reason was very simple. They're waiting for $150 billion.
The amount of Iranian assets that will be freezed when a nuclear deal is completed. This is AP Radio News. A Virginia man who was allegedly attempting to travel to Syria to join the Islamic State group and a man accused of helping him have both been arrested.
28-year-old Joseph Hassan Farak was arrested Friday at the airport in Richmond, Virginia. He was reportedly heading to Syria in an effort to join the Islamic State. Farak is charged with attempting to provide material support and resources to a designated foreign terrorist organization. 25-year-old Mahmoud Amin Mohammed Al-Hassan, who reportedly drove Farak to Richmond, was also arrested and charged. Both men are scheduled to appear in federal court on Tuesday. Nikki Mayo, Washington.
An American missionary from Cooper City, Florida, who sold all of his possessions and moved to Burkina Faso in Africa to run an orphanage with his wife, is among the 28 people killed in an extremist attack on a hotel and cafe in that country's capital. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.